Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask and hide my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
Happy Juneteenth. Thank you all for tuning in to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 24. Five already. That M period is acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those of you listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call that 646-478-0944 phone number. If you choose, if you're sending in any music or anything MP3 format, you can definitely send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind afterwards, you can always call back or press 1. Now, before I do anything else, let me at least turn your attention to if you are looking for quality work, looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. Licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation, list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. You can always call them at 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. You can also reach them online at LOOKINGGODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Woo, that sounded good. Now, as I go back to say, what's going on? You can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, Facebook page of Sheriff Kilroy. Also, YouTube, Joseph Motley, J.R. or Joseph P. Motley, Jr., Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley, JR, period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. That's Angelica with a K. You can Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. www.3342music.com for the super R&B hip-hop producer himself. OPN Radio, Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. The webpage, blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 and thelogtv.com. And we are Cleveland Power Groove Records. Now, if you go to YouTube, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland artists. Now, what I can let you know right now is that you need to know. Let's go there. Just because we can. And it's a blessing. I can give you all like a top 10 of things that are upcoming in our community. The top 10. Now, we do have. It didn't make the top 10 this week yet, but it's on the bubble. It is all about that gospel fest and revival. Two different things is coming up that you need to know about. So we're going to give it to you right now because we need to. So you have that 21st Annual Gospel Fest, Sunday, June 25th, 2023 at 4 p.m. at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ. That's 3158 East 94th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. That's the Gospel Fest. And there, if you need any more information, a special guest is Newport and Christian Ayers and Little Unity. Cleveland Finest, Brownettes Gospel Singers, Vision of Angels Praise Team, Mount Pleasant Male Choir, Chosen Vessel, Ernie Harris, Lakeside Baptist Church Praise Team. And that is going on this coming week. So I do have that Gospel Fest information, and I know the revival is happening as well. And the revival, June 22nd through 23rd, Greater New Canon, MBC, 2156 East 84th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. And, of course, this is going to be nice with Reverend Pastor, Reverend Scott. We have revival service hosted by Dantez Taylor. Speakers, Pastor Georgette Scott. That's June 22nd at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And Reverend Mark Watts, June 23rd at 7 p.m. So those look like some nice things coming up. Dantez Taylor, 216-288-5841. So there you go. There you have it. So let me go back in and at least read off a couple of things in the top 10 and see where it might fall in with some of the stuff that you may have heard about. So with that being said, I gave you the honorable mention. They may make it on that top 10. Where next week? Not sure. But for that to be so many days, it'll get in. Number 10. Debuting Tri-C Jazz Fest. It'll be interesting to see how far up the ladder they go. Number 9, debuting on Facebook is the Palestinian Cooking Class, Wara Dawali. Number 8, you all need to know about it because it's coming up. So number 8, because I'm sure some of you all hadn't heard about it, but you needed to. So number 8 is coming up. Sheriff Kilroy, Return to My City, Al Porter Jr. Birthday Celebration, June 23rd, 2023, Red Lion Tattoo, 4030 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. The time is 6 to 7 p.m., only 1 hour, but if you show up at 5 p.m., you never know what you might run into. Cowboy Monica will be spinning music. Come on through and enjoy yourself. And that is in the number 8 spot. Number 7, debuting, the Jim Brown, the Jim Brown Tribute. And that will happen, coordinated by Brother James Box, on the 24th, this coming Saturday. Number 6 spot, DJ Ice, the birthday party for him is also June 24th. That's my actual birthday. I'm just celebrating it on the 23rd. But anyway, to let you know that DJ Ice, his birthday party is happening, and that is this coming Saturday at his major club. It ought to be nice. People say, well, who's DJ Ice? Fool, Bone Thugs and Harmony's official DJ. Yeah, that DJ Ice. And so he's got a birthday party that comes up, and it always features free food, entertainment, and other stuff like that. So we know it's going to work out very nice on that. So I'm looking forward to that in itself. Let me stop and say what is going down, what's going on. For the simple fact that I appreciate you all. And every time you look up, it's a cheers. I knew that. So DJ Ice, 80s and 90s style, part two, birthday bash with Mo Bounce, Eric Poole, and the world famous DJ Ice at Club Cheers. That's 3560 East 93rd from 3 p.m. until we leave. Special party upstairs in the VIP cancer season. And any more information, it's got free food, free admission, 216-254-7252. You talk about doing a birthday big, I tell you, I got to get that to that brother right there. Now, before I do anything else, that leaves us with about five things to go. Before I go to those five things, let me break it down, give myself time, go to the phone line of 216-309 on this Juneteenth, 216-309. How you doing out there?
Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda Farmer, as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. Happy Juneteenth to everybody out there. Happy Juneteenth. Freedom Day, Independence Day for all of us. How's everybody feeling out there tonight?
Excellent. Thank you.
All I can say, this has been my day started off a little rough, but it ended up all right and good through the help of the Lord.
Amen.
This day was death for us, Lord, for all of us, in Galveston Bay, Texas, 1863. It began. They hold it off. 2 years later, then, when Abraham Lincoln signed the proclamation to free the slaves, and there was a civil war going on at the time, that it was 20,000 of them, okay? 20,000 of them. They were fighting. 2 years later, President Abraham Lincoln, he signed the proclamation, and we got the Juneteenth kicking in. Biden signed this bill 2 years ago, and it's official, a national holiday, everybody. A national holiday. How I know? Hey, I didn't know everything was going to be halfway closed today.
Right.
The banks were closed. Libraries were closed. County offices were closed. City buildings and county buildings. So, remember, all 50 states is a national holiday. But we broke the ice for, well, he really, Abraham Lincoln, to die for us to have the freedom that we can, you know, be at ease. 1863. Remember that, y'all. 1863. The bill was signed 1865, 2 years later. Okay? All I can say is I say it every week. I love everybody out there and nothing you can do about it. I want to send a shout-out to my colleagues, Al Porter, Ronnie B, DJ Rock, Arf, Deacon Deontay Taylor, Cowboy, Monica Poise Point on their congratulations on their song. And I was at his birthday party. It was really nice, really nice. And Cowboy, listening out there, happy birthday again and again. because you can celebrate it again today because of our freedom for Independence Day, that you have many, many more birthdays to come. And else, did I tell them? Do you want me to
go
tell
ahead.
Them? Or you going to tell them? You tell
you
them.
You can tell them. Y'all, you can
you
go ahead and tell them. Yeah, you can say
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm going to say it. All right, y'all. L's birthday and my birthday is the same day, but we was born different years. And DJ Ice. All three of our
yep.
birthdays is June 24th, y'all. June 24th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer.
Yes.
Cancer. It begins June 21st up to July, what, 10th, I think, or 11th. It ends and going to Leo. When did Leo start to kick in?
Right.
Almost the 11th or somewhere up in there. But all three of our birthdays is Saturday. So pray for us and keep on doing what you're doing. Strive for what you want to do. You know, when I was at that celebration Saturday downtown by the Huntington and Convention Center.
Oh, okay, yes.
It was really, really nice, y'all. It was a lot of things going on that day, a lot of things going on different sides of town and the suburbs as well as the Heights. And one of Bracer said, I believe in yourself. And the other one said, think big, not little. Think big, not little. And
right.
I just had to share that off of you, though, the saying. Well, I'm done here. All I can say is I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. This is Queen B from Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Peace out. May God bless you. I'm out. God bless. I love you guys.
Likewise. Thank you. See, that was so uplifted. That's an uplifted phone call. So what we're going to do is go back to my top 10 list for the simple fact. It's there. So what better way than to go to where we left off? Debuting on Facebook. Women's March Cleveland, a year without roll rally and march for women. Now, the thing about it is, people would probably say, okay, we hear that. But Women's March Cleveland, a year without roll rally and march for women. Now, here's the thing about it. It is this coming Saturday, only about 2 hours, City of Cleveland, City Hall Steps, noon rally. 1:30 p.m. March. That's Saturday, June 24th. And the thing about it is, vote no on Ohio State Issue 1. Contact telephone numbers are 216-659-0473. And that is none other than Women's March Cleveland will participate in a National Day of Action. Call by Women's March National for Saturday, June 24, 2023, with a noon rally at 1:30 p.m. March on the steps of Cleveland City Hall in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. It's a year since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Women's rights are under attack now more than ever. Stand up and fight back. Lead organizer Kathy Ray Coleman. So that is what is going on so far. I can't get away from that little phase of everything. Now, number four spot was the human debuting. Human Trafficking with Chantel Brown, which was last Saturday. Number three, which moved up, Facebook. The drop down at S.E. Hawley 75th anniversary. Carolina turns 40. Number two debuting. Because a lot of those things that happened, you might have had some on Friday, some on Saturday, but a lot yesterday. Saturday. And so the reason I wanted to say that is that what was so important is that there were so many Father's Day activities that went through yesterday, Saturday, and Friday. But the number one biggest jump for activities and events, you should know what it is already. Juneteenth activities, which started Friday. A lot happened on Saturday. A lot happened yesterday. But the difference between Father's Day, where a lot of Father's Day activities stopped, Juneteenth was actually today. And there were a lot of activities around Juneteenth. So with that being said, you needed to know that. So there we go. Now, I get a chance to look at the fact that part of some of those Juneteenth activities today, before I do anything else, let me see, what can I find for you all? Just because this is an easy day, I get a chance to play some songs that I really, really like. Now, today you had, because of some of the problems that had happened with juveniles, one of those Juneteenth activities with the Juneteenth prayer vigil for our youth, where sexual abuse of minors must be stopped. Alfred E. Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, who was serving burgers and hot dogs. No, they didn't. But the thing was, it was a powerful event, and I'll tell you why. You had people such as Brother Derek Wade, who not only did an opening prayer, the prayer for our children, talking about the lead crime hypothesis. You had Alfred Porter Jr. You had Sonia Sanders, role of children and family services. You had Brenda Campbell, prayer for our city, we must protect our youth. Bobby Whipple, trauma and rehabilitation. Ernest Harris was on board. Jeff Mixon, who set a lot of things up. We thank him for his leadership. Art McCoy radio show. Art McCoy was definitely represented well by Queen, Mrs. McCoy. You had the legendary radio DJ on-air personality from AM radio, DJ and sound man and radio host. He was an on-air personality. Johnny G was in the building. Stop hate, stop rape, stop crime, help people. And then, so that was the crime against people nonprofit. So anyway, you had it was just an excellent program. You had Ms. Ella Mae Bowman. I'm going to go to the phone line and see who I'm talking to at 216. But, again, the reason we were there, we want to thank 19 News, who showed up. One of the reasons was because USA Today was talking about juvenile detention staff who sexually victimized children, face few legal sanctions from USA Today. It's never okay, sexual abuse persist in juvenile facilities despite years of reform by Jana Allen. So 2020, the other story was from USA Today. Then the Department of Justice report ranks Ohio high for sexual victimization in juvenile detention facilities. CNN, 2019, pulled that one up. Federal study increases in allegations of child sexual abuse by staff in juvenile detention facilities. U.S. Department of Justice, Equal Justice Initiative. Ohio's juvenile prisoners report the highest rate of sexual victimization in the nation. Randy Ludlow, which was from Akron Beacon Journal in 2019. And then April 5th, 2023, from Jeff Mixon, political director of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Sonia Sanders told Black on Black Crime Incorporated that at the juvenile detention center on Quincy Avenue, the correction officers know who the molesters are. If a juvenile inmate gets smart with them, she explained, they'll arrange to have him put in a cell with one of the molesters. We also want to thank, who else? Got to thank Daniel Woods. Hold on. Family to Families, Dontez Taylor, who was on hand. It was just a major thing. Let's go to another phone caller, 216-971. 216-971, how are you doing?
Brother Porter.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? Thank you for everything. That was awesome.
No problem, man. That was awesome.
Listen, look, because of you, we finished strong. We've been working on this since March. And, you know, I started to peter out a little bit. Got a little exhausted. Some other things were going on. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you made sure we finished strong. That was a beautiful event today. And,
you
know,
with
Sonia Sanders, I'm so glad you got her to come there, because at first when she was talking about kids being abused in there, she never said that three of her relatives have been abused in there.
Right.
And, you know, she's got the angle on the Division of Children and Family Services. But it was just, man, I listened to everybody speak. You, Derek Wade, Bobby Whipple, Ernie Harris. I mean, Brenda Campbell. I love
Campbell. Right.
So I'm just, man, look, I'm feeling, you know, I'm on a natural high right now. I just want to say thank you, Voice of Radio audience. And I don't even know if they heard your song yet, but y'all boys killed it big time. God bless you, bro. I'm out.
Thank you. Peace. I appreciate that. Before I go to whoever's calling with all of those ones, my thing is it was a phenomenal program. There will be a video coming out for that particular song. I'll give you all, won't even give you both hooks. I'll just put it in poetical form. And I'm feeling real good because I'm looking forward to ending this show tonight at 10 p.m. Why? Guilty Pleasures, 10 p.m. I'll be checking out none other than ABC TV because they've got the 50th birthday of hip-hop. And I'm interested to see their take on it. It's just it being on a news program. But before I go to whoever's on the phone line of all of those ones, we're going to get to you. I promise you that. But let's see. All right. Frederick Douglass, conservative. Challenge Theory, Slaves of Three-Fifths Human. Honest Abe, Republican. Lincoln, Yahweh used the president to give freedom. Civil War started. 1861, spring of 65, the Union had won. June 19th, 1865, Juneteenth of Texas, the cavalry arrived, signaling the end of slavery. 400 plus years, are we really free? Can you answer that? 2023, 365, this is Juneteenth. Throughout the nation, the black king deserves a standing ovation. Throughout the nation, the black queen deserves a standing ovation. Throughout the nation, give Juneteenth a standing ovation. Modern slavery, what does it mean? Police use guns like a guillotine. Pipeline to prison, does anyone listen? Belly of the beast, trapped in the system. Not just adults who end up in jail. Look at the youth, locked in a cell. Teens molested, raped behind bars. Physically damaged, mentally scarred. Right here on Quincy, 9300, we hear children cry. That's why we coming. True leader movement, we all have arrived. This is Juneteenth, 365. Throughout the nation, the black king deserves a standing ovation. Throughout the nation, the black queen deserves a standing ovation. Throughout the nation, give Juneteenth a standing ovation. Juneteenth, 365, Juneteenth. 365, Juneteenth, 365, Juneteenth, 365, Juneteenth, 365, Juneteenth, 365. Come on. All right. Now, let's go to the phone lines. We have all these ones. You are important. What do you have to add on this fine evening?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. Dontez Taylor.
How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, you, for upcoming events, you didn't make the top 10, but you're in the honorable mention, which means talk to us about what's coming up, Brother Dontez Taylor.
Coming up is the 21st Annual Gospel for the 2023 Revival, leading up to the big gospel concert anniversary that will be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, on Thursday, June the 22nd, from the House of Refuge Worship Center. We have Georgette Scott, and she's preaching, and we got some singers too. And on Friday, June 23rd, 2023, from Greater New Canaan Baptist Church, we have Reverend Mark Watts. And we have some singers, and we have refreshments, and we have a free will offering, and we have prayer, testimony, and healing. And our theme is Walking in the Light of Jesus Christ. For more information, you can call Sanchez Taylor at 216-288-5841. So come on out and join us at this big old revival to have fun and everything else. And then, coming up for 2020, come on out to the 21st annual Godless Road to 2023 anniversary that will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 Kinman and Clean Oil 44104 on Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. Program starts at 4 until 9 p.m. And we have $15 tickets. Come on out and join us. And we'll have a great time, a great atmosphere. And we have the newborn Christian man from Akron. We have Little Unity from Akron. We have the Mount Pleasant Male Chorus from Cleveland. We have the Brownhead Gospel Singer from Cleveland. And we might see a Grandpa Rapper in the building. We don't know, but we might see Grandpa Rapper in the building. And we got Ernie Harris and many, many more groups and so. And the kitchen will be open until dinner to the public. Yes. And we will be having a presentation and a surprise and a raffle. And our theme is Walking in the Light of Jesus Christ. And I would like to thank for this event. I would like to thank Greater New Canaan for opening the doors and donating the space to have a revival too. For more information, for ticket information, call Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841, or you can call Julia Hector at 216-534-6201, or you can call Evangelist Anderson. Yes, Evangelist Renee Anderson at 216-471-8330. They have tickets, and this is going to be a big show. You better call me because I have a special going on. If you call me, you can find out what that special is so you can get these tickets. Yes, it's going to be a great show, a great atmosphere, and everything else. We have all kinds of things going on at this great show. And it's the only thing I know on June 25th. It's the only thing I know that's going on in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. So I would like to see all y'all out here and everything else and make this a glorious event, make it a nice event, make everything look good. Yes, and the kitchen staff will be Viola Taylor and Ned Taylor. We have...
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Yes. We have all kinds of things going on. So I hope to see y'all out here. Please call me tonight. You can call me tonight or you can call me tomorrow and I can get them tickets to you. Because we have a special going on, but you have to call me to find out what that special is. Yes. And I just said kids are $5.
Okay.
$5 holler. Get that $5 holler for them kids to get here and see some young folks. Because Little Unity, these are young folks. These are young folks that's coming to praise for the Lord. And y'all kids need to come out and see this. Come out and see this. Kids, $5. But for the adults, call me, and I can tell you that's special for the adults. And God bless.
God bless.
And have a nice and prosperous day. And I would like to put this out for all our listening audience. I would like to say that beware of Simon's Grocery Store.
Ooh.
Simon's Grocery Store. Don't go to Simon's Grocery Store because they got bad meat. Yes, and I have talked to someone, and it's living proof that they asked one of the workers, one of the workers at Simon's on Buckeye, they asked them, how long have the potato salad been out on the salad bar? And the lady said, it's been out 3 or 4 days. So that ain't good.
No.
So what we need to do in our community right now, I'ma say it like this. I'm coming to Black on Black, and as family to family, and we need to go protest. We need to go protest these Simons, cause they live in proof. It's living proof in these stores that workers know that is bad stuff in these stores, and it's proof. And my girl have pictures, living pictures of all of that. That the one on 152nd in St. Clair is a bad one, cause she got pictures of it, and when she tried to bring the stuff back to tell them about it, they gonna tell her that she didn't buy that from here. Yes, so we gotta watch these Simons, cause they popping up everywhere in the city of Cleveland, especially in the Black neighborhoods. And we got to get them out. We got to get them out and get us some Black-owned grocery stores that won't have no bad meat and everything else. We don't want bad meat and everything else. Like, we ran out Seymour's on Buckeye where that Dollar Tree at right there.
Yep,
we ran them out of there. So we gonna run Simons out of our east side and back to their country. They can take that meat and they can take all that bad stuff and take it back to their country. And I want to have, in July, August, I want to have a protest at these Simons so we can get this stuff cleaned up. Cause this is not good. For us, because if we go buy the bad meat and then we cook it, then we get sick. Then it's our fault.
Right.
It's our fault. And everything else, we got to educate our people. And make sure on August 8th, y'all go vote no. On August 8th, because this is what's happening. They telling us that if we do a petition, And it's 50 plus one right now of signatures we got to get. But if it passes, we got to have 60% plus one. And we don't want to have it like that. We don't want to do that. And they try to take our rights from the Constitution and everything else. So we need to get out there and fight hard. We need to go and do what we have to do and make sure that we get it. We go to these polls and make the announcement like we did the red light, speed light cameras.
Thank you, man. Enjoy your evening.
Have a nice day.
You too. Man, that's some history. The red light, speed light cameras that we were able to get rid of in the city of Cleveland. That's a great memory that Dantes took us back to. So what I'm about to do is have a little bit of fun. And when I say that, I mean it. Let's find something. You know, this record right here I'm going to play for the simple fact it was my song on child rearing. It got us into, you know, Voice of Radio heard it and said they were going to take it, make it go viral. It went viral. Got up to 1,750 views. I appreciate it. And then YouTube pulled it. Didn't say the N-word or none of that. The music videos they left out was a bunch of people shooting people, raping, robbery, doing other things, but instead, oh, that didn't happen. So this one knows the song, I Meant Every Word, for parents of children out there. If you're guardian of your child, corporal punishment is not a bad thing.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. On the loop, 2 Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag B, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami,
3342, and Quake, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat that. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop that. 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 If your child act up, whoop that.
Ooh-wee. So with that being said, let's see what other things may have been happening here and there. Oh, yeah, it was an excellent birthday party for Cowboy the Backyard Music Band featuring Miss Bull's voice. That was just too excellent to be believed. As I got a chance to go through and reach out and put things in different perspectives, my thing is just being able to do certain things makes it easy. For those who might have missed it, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's former president, before myself, Brother Ernie Harris, who basically trained me, he was on News 5 Cleveland. And he was on there because Cleveland is hoping more homeowners will seek home repair funding assistance. And that was from Joe Paganakis. Is Ernest Harris is proud of his Cleveland Collinwood neighborhood home, even though it needs some repairs. So this handyman living on a fixed income will be applying for some home improvement funding through Cleveland's Healthy Homes Initiative and its Repair a Home program. Harris told News 5 he believes the city of Cleveland should put all the funding it can into city neighborhoods, helping homeowners who are dealing with rising repair costs maintain the quality of their homes and preserve city housing stock and the city tax base. Brother Harris said, if a city's definition is to keep its property up, then it should lend a hand to help the homeowners, Harris said. Take an old person who may not have the money, who may be on a fixed income and not have the money. Maybe they need a roof. Maybe they've got some holes in the foundation. That stuff is very expensive. You know, Yvette Michelle, program manager with the Cleveland Department of Health Division of Air Quality, told News 5 Cleveland homeowners should not be intimidated by the application process in checking to see if they qualify for a home improvement grant or low-interest loan that can help with a wide variety of repairs. Mitchell said interested homeowners or renters who want to improve their homes or apartment units can find comprehensive information in the Cleveland Home Repair Resources Guide, Cleveland Home Repair Resources Guide. These programs are essential to aiding families bridge the gap between what they can afford and what they can't afford with the rising costs for groceries, electric bills, and more. Mitchell said all the programs listed in the resource guide have different application requirements and eligibility requirements. So in order to start the process, I would start with the Department of Community Development. That's 216-664-2929. That's 216-664-2929 as I look back through, and Mitchell did say that if you're senior or disabled, you could also call the Cleveland Department of Aging at 216-664-4383. That's 216-664-4383. As Mitchell said, some people have gotten their homes repainted. They've gotten their roofs replaced for free. They've gotten steps replaced. So there you go. To file a complaint if conditions in their unit are leading to poor air quality, that's 216-664-7442. Meanwhile, Harris is hoping more Cleveland homeowners will apply for home improvement assistance as we move through this moment of summer. Harris said, I love my house. It's an investment in the neighborhood, Harris said. When you look at my home, you really look at me. You really look at my mental state. You look at my social state. You look at how well I like to participate in being part of a good neighborhood. So that was a feel-good story. That was like, I will say, just 8 foot on the soapbox, because it made sense. It did. My thing is, looking at everything else that's happening, it's good we can get through and talk about a few things that's happening. Let me look back through and see what I might be missing. Good. We got about 10 minutes left. Let's go to that 216-548 number, 216-548. We're going to give you some of those minutes. How you doing?
Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney, but also known as Apostolette. And I got my voice back almost completely again this week. And I wanted to just remind everybody that I'm running for President of the United States of America for the 2024 presidential election. And I wanted to just bring some attention to some items that I mentioned also on the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show on last evening to make people aware of some very crucial, very serious matters that we're facing in this country. We have judges practicing law on the benches in Ohio without licenses to practice law. In not all states in the union or in the United States do judges have to be an attorney, but in Ohio you must be an attorney to practice law and to practice on a bench. Judge Donald C. Nugent in the Federal Northern District Court of Ohio and Chief Judge Patricia A. Gaughan for the Northern District of Ohio do not have licenses, credentials to practice law in Ohio. Donald Nugent was appointed by Bill Clinton, and we know his opinion of females. I'll leave that alone. Also, the Ohio Supreme Court is about to make decisions pertaining to our voting rights without hearing the voices of the people. The Democratic Party filed a lawsuit to state that the process is unconstitutional. The judges are refusing to hear the matter. They plan to go into a meeting in a room without hearing what the public has to say or without hearing the matter between attorneys for both sides pertaining to the matter. And what they're saying is our voting just doesn't mean anything. They're going to do what they want to do after we elect them and put them on benches. That's very, very crucial. Also, the now current Vice President of the United States of America, no one talks about this, gave pedophiles rights to our children, saying that they do not have to register as sex offenders for either 11 months or 11 years. It can be looked up, which is very, very, very serious, because when we have children, we should have a right to protect our children and raise our children the way they should be. Another very crucial matter is I personally have had matters in the United States Northern District Court for the state of Ohio and in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court where judges Kathleen Ann Satula and Donald C. And Judge Administrative and Presiding Judge Brendan J. Sheehan refuse to hear my matters when they have evidence of my children and my being raped, sexually assaulted, abused, etc. Children's Services has covered it up. Cleveland Police has covered it up. Shaker Heights Police have covered it up. And I'm wondering, what are we and who are we really voting for in this country? What is justice representing? What is religion representing? What is the law representing? What is entertainment representing? We were not raised like this. Also, and I'm going to close with this, my being a presidential candidate is being discriminated against because I'm not white and I'm not a male. I'm not gay and I'm not married. That should not be. This is my fifth election, and I hope that people will vote for me. I hope people will support me. I have a new party that's been in place for over 10 years, the multi-partisan party. I'm not here to bash people. I'm here to pull people together so our country can be what it needs to be. I'm not trying to be in court filing lawsuits against everybody, but I will do what's necessary. But it's time to really take some matters into advisement and not allow the vice president to cover up evidence to prosecute all these black folks in America when her skin is brown itself. And it's no more time for compromise, no more time for racism, and no more time for this foolishness. My phone number is 216-548-0820. I don't know if you all know who you're really listening to on this radio show, but you got a man that's been on the front line, and he's not playing. He's not guessing. He doesn't have any gimmicks. And I've been knowing him for a minute, and he's been always been appropriate with me. So whenever you call into this show, please be appropriate with him. Please be fair with him. And when he needs your support out in the community, please give it to him. He should never be in lack again. God bless you, Mr. Porter, and have a great night.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
So Danielle,
is,
I love
you. I will tell Danielle exactly what you said, that you love her, respect her. She will appreciate that wholeheartedly. And thank you for putting that out there. She will definitely appreciate that in itself. It's so beautiful to be able to give nice, positive messages and just talk about some of the things that's going on. So, you know, as I prepare to take my leave, here's my thing right now. Just to be able to enjoy life on life's, I'll say, accord. So I'm going to look for certain things to say. You know something? It's been a great time, great chance. Look forward to seeing people at the birthday party on 40th Red Line Tattoo. And that's this coming Friday evening. It'll start early to end early, so it's from 6 to 7. There's music that will start at, if I'm not mistaken, 5 p.m. So let's just enjoy life for what we're supposed to do. So anyway, I could find a whole lot of things to talk about. I could. But you know something? Let's have some fun. Can we have some fun? I think we can have some fun. Because it's about to come on in a few minutes, I'm going to just play this. Yep, a little quick song. 50 years in anniversary, Hip Hop for Life, which was named after David Velo Stewart's movie on the same accord with the same name a few decades ago. Hip Hop for Life.
One. Two, three, four. Ever since I first dropped my rhyme, I was light years ahead of time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows. Built my rep on solid ground. HGS updated my sound. Producer MC, we're complete. Hip hop with a strong breakbeat. We mastered it. Hip hop all day. I'll clarify with what I say. I was clear when I rhymed. I was clear, black by design. I was clear when I told the truth. I was clear with adults and youth. I was clear, hip-hop culture. I was clear, no culture vultures. Hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy. August 11th, yearly party. Hip-hop for life, you can't stop me.
Grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving proof to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip-hop. Hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop. Come on now, hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop. Hip hop, come on now, hip hop, hip hop. Say hip hop for life,
hip hop for life.
Come on now, hip hop for life,
hip hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now,
hip hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip hop for life.
Hip hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now,
hip hop for life.
Say hip hop for life. Come on now,
hip hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on,
hip hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip hop for life.
Hip hop for life.
Come on now.
We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we
hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight is hip hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip hop for life.
Peace.